Almost 60 million people across the world, half of them children, are now fleeing war and persecution. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says it means worldwide displacement is at an all-time high. The Refugee Council of Australia says harsh border protection laws in Australia and overseas are making the situation worse by forcing refugees into more dangerous means of fleeing. Natalie Whiting reports.
A bleak picture of the world was painted when the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees presented the findings of the latest report into displaced people.
We have to announce that in 2014 we have a number of displaced persons by conflict of 59.5 million, what represents an increase of 16% in relation to 2013. And an increase of 60% in relation to 10 years ago. And more than half of these people are children.
One in every 122 people is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. Antonio Guterres says the number is being driven up by persecution and conflict, especially the war in Syria.
And indeed, many areas of the world are today in a completely chaotic situation. And the result is this staggering escalation of displacement, this staggering escalation of human suffering, because each displaced person is a tragic story.
In Asia, the number of refugees rose by more than 30% in 2014 to around 9 million people. The plight of the Rohingya people fleeing Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, rated a special mention.
We are happy with the fact that countries like Malaysia and Indonesia started the operations of rescue at sea, and that even Myanmar did some operations of rescue at sea. But obviously, we need to address the root causes of the problem.
The Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, says governments need to be taking action against human rights abuses in the refugees' home countries.
I think there needs to be more pressure on abusive governments. For instance, the fact that Burma for years has persecuted the Rohingya, you know, this really needs to stop if we want to stop people getting on boats.
The figures come as Hungary reveals a plan to build a 4-metre-high fence along its border with Serbia to try to stem the flow of people from the Middle East and Africa. Mr. Guterres says that's not the way forward.
I don't believe the world needs more walls. I believe the world needs more solidarity.
Elaine Pearson says harsh border protection measures just push the problem onto other countries.
So we need a far more humanitarian response. You know, a good place to start would be working with some of the transit countries like Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand, so that while refugees are awaiting their status determinations, they have the right to work and their kids can go to school. Many people would be less willing to get on those boats if they just had a bit of security and stability.
Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says Australia's focus on people smuggling is only going to make things worse.
Australia is still continuing to resettle a limited number of refugees, but the much bigger picture, of course, is our attitude towards people coming to the country to seek asylum. Unfortunately, what we're doing is we're promoting an attitude towards asylum seekers, which says that our doors are closed.
But at the same time, we don't want to see people dying at sea, which the government says is one of the reasons for its turn-back policy.
No, I mean, but the core problem is not people smuggling. And so as more governments do, as Australia has done, and put up more and more barriers to stop desperate people from crossing borders, what we're seeing is those desperate people resorting to more and more desperate means to get to places of safety.
Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia, ending Natalie Whiting's report.